It's been a busy morning with phone calls, but very pleased with how last night went. There was a very positive turnout, representations from all over the county. It was great to see a full packed room. Very positive feeling among everybody. And I think what myself and John McNulty very much agree on is that we have to move forward in unity. You know, there's some work that's needed to be done in the county, and we all have, I suppose, the same set of goals in mind.
It's been quite the busy few weeks for you, Senator. First being appointed a senator and now being selected to go forward to contest the next general election. There must be confidence in Donegal that Fine Gael can take two seats there.
I suppose maybe there is. I can't speak for other people, but yes, just to go back to the initial part of your question, it has certainly been a very busy couple of weeks. From the moment the news broke, my email from Donegal people was just absolutely packed, and I've been doing everything I can since the Seanad has gone into recess to actually meet with people in Donegal. You know, issues such as the defective blocks. I've met with families. I've taken the time to sit and basically listen. There are some absolutely shocking stories that I needed to hear with my own ears. And I've also been doing some work somewhat behind the scenes in terms of disability issues, because as I suppose everybody knows, that is one of my main priorities. And the other area that I'm very passionate about on a national level, but certainly within Donegal, is encouraging more young people to take more of an interest in politics. You know, as I say, they're the decision makers of tomorrow, and their voice is very important. So I will be very much building my campaign around that. I will also be encouraging young people to step forward if they would like to be involved in the campaign. I've had a number of people already do that, and I will be wherever I can to give them the experience and to show them what it's like, that politics isn't just what you see on the TV. It's actually incredibly interesting. So yeah, it's an exciting time.